The solemn reenactment of the Stations of the Cross was the highlight of World Youth Day events today in Sydney, Australia. Tens of thousands of youthful pilgrims lined the streets of the port city to watch and pray as 100 young actors silently mimed the Passion of Christ. Sean Patrick Lovett is in Sydney with Pope Benedict and has this report.
The reenactment of the Way of the Cross is one of the highlights of the World Youth Day tradition. There have been more or less spectacular performances, like the one involving hundreds of performers that took over the streets of the financial district in Toronto, Canada, in 2002. Or historical representations, like the one that wound its way past the Imperial Forums towards the Colosseum during World Youth Day in Rome in the year 2000. There have also been controversial versions, like the one that was staged inside the stadium of Denver in the United States during World Youth Day 1993. The scandal, inverted commas, was caused by the fact that Jesus was portrayed by a young woman. I remember at the time the organizers claimed theirs was an artistic choice made in order to stress the universal value of our Lord's sacrifice.
The agony of our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane.
They came to a small estate called Gethsemane.
No whiff of unorthodoxy surrounded this enactment of the Stations of the Cross in Sydney. Apparently, even the texts, written by a professor of literature at Melbourne University, who's also a Jesuit, were sent off to the Jewish community to ensure there was nothing potentially offensive in them. The result was impeccable, politically correct and liturgically correct, which was what really mattered, since the Pope was watching on television from inside the cathedral.
Fifth station. Jesus is scourged and crowned with thorns.
What mattered to the estimated 250,000 people who followed the event here in the streets of Sydney was that the city was literally transformed. The green lawns of Hyde Park became Gethsemane. The columned portico of the art gallery became the Sanhedrin. The sail-like cupolas of the opera house were Pilate's palace. Braziers burned, and Roman legionaries marched to the sound of various musical genres. What wasn't especially composed for the occasion went from gospel to Gregorian chant, from rock to pop, and even indigenous music.
Carrying his own cross, Jesus went out of the city to the place of the skull, or as it is called in Hebrew, Golgotha.
Different forms of artistic language were employed. Song, dance, mime, with spectacular lighting effects that culminated with Jesus being crucified against a backdrop of Sydney Harbour and the setting sun.
Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
It comes as no surprise to discover that, before being ordained a priest 10 years ago, the mind behind this extravaganza, Don Franco Cavarra, directed operas, both here and in Spoleto. Once again, though, the unrivaled protagonist of the moment was the city of Sydney, transformed for the occasion into a Jerusalem of the 21st century, where Jesus continues to live, suffer, and die in our modern-day metropolis. With the Pope in Australia, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.